Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone, and happy New Year's Eve. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Hey, stay with us for this next hour as we explore our interconnected world. As you know, every Tuesday on The Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. And speaking of what's working, in a world of darkness, a world where pandemics, poverty, and war are a sad reality, Wonderland Entertainment is committed to create entertainment geared at uplifting the human spirit. Through financing, production, and distribution, Wonderland Entertainment is building an enlightened universe of quality motion pictures. They believe we are one people, one planet, one universe, and one beyond. Today, we're going to talk with the creator of this beautiful mission, so I invite you to take a few deep breaths, settle in, and bring your awareness to this moment as I introduce you to our guest, Emmanuel Etier. He's an experienced feature film producer. He directed the thriller Tell Me No Lies and the horror film Scarecrow, and just completed a beautiful documentary called The Invocation, narrated by Sharon Stone. Emmanuel has interviewed many luminaries in this process, including Desmond Tutu, the Dalai Lama, Deepak Chopra, and many other worldwide peace activists. He is also a successful music and film journalist, was on the board of directors at the Santa Barbara Film Festival for a decade, and writes beautiful poetry. He is very involved with charities and the political world. Emmanuel grew up in France and moved to the U.S. 25 years ago. He resides in Santa Barbara with his wife and two sons. And today we're going to talk about one of the most exciting films. He has just released another inspiring documentary celebrating women around the planet. It's called Femme, Women Healing the World. The executive producer is Sharon Stone, and he is busy. I love this mission. Listen to this. So he is, after this, he's doing five more documentaries. No big deal, right? But he says, in order to keep making peace, one movie at a time. I love that. So welcome, Emmanuel. It is so good to have you here.
Thank you so much, Dr. Julie. And hello, everyone. It's beautiful to end the year with this, with an inspiring conversation and with the message of hope, peace, and love. So this is so honored to be among you.
Oh, thank you. I am honored to have you here. When we made arrangements to have this show and you said, of course, New Year's Eve, that's the perfect time, I just resonated with that because it is such a delightful conversation. I can't wait for our listeners to hear more. But first, before we start talking about the movies, I always like to begin our show with a shared vision that we're all part of this one living, breathing organism, this interconnected system, this new consciousness, and this one creation that you talked about in your mission statement. And you, Emmanuel, are so passionately connected to this message and bring it to the world through a beautiful delivery in these films. I love how you say you're making peace one movie at a time, and it is so true when you watch these films. Can you share with our listeners what all things connected means to you?
Basically, it's to realize, and you do realize this when you make the effort to go out from your house and enter in contact with any living, breathing human being. It's to realize that really we are 7 billion geniuses, that basically by engaging a conversation on any subject matter with someone else, suddenly there are so many thoughts and a beautiful universe of thinking within yourself and within that exchange that's being created. So for me, oneness is that, is really every second realizing that I'm part of it and it is part of me. You know, like the saying, God is all and all is God. Well, we can argue forever about the definition and the feeling about God, but that's that oneness, that what ties us visibly and invisibly. And whether you go with the root of quantum physics or religion or spirituality, we all come in agreement to realize that indeed everything is connected. There is no disconnection. What there is that from the get-go as a kid, we are told, and society is making reinforcing that, that we are not connected, that we are disconnected, that we are different. Look at our skin, look at our religion, look at our social economical background. No, you're part of this group and that group. Well, that's just the first layer of your being, you know, the deep core layer of your being when you enter deeply within yourself and connecting with somebody else to realize that we actually really, beyond the language and the rituals and that 2 seconds of materialistic attachment, we are the same. We are really just one, and we really want the same thing, which is peace and love, because ultimately we do realize that we are only made for one thing, which is to be and create life. And that we cannot do it on our own. We have to meet people and mingle and mix. And it can be intellectual creation, a physical creation, both. So that's oneness for me in a few lines.
Oh, that's beautiful. I know on the film, you have my friend Barbara Marks Hubbard on there, and she defines the co-creative process as moving from procreation of combining genes to co-creation of joining genius for this next higher self of us. And so I really appreciate the 7 billion geniuses on the planet. If we think of it as genes, I love that definition. You answered that so eloquently and so beautifully, and I know that this is a passionate part of your life. How did you get started on this path, Emmanuel? Like, how did you go from being a filmmaker and moving to the U.S. 25 years ago to really bringing to life this beautiful spiritual message?
I think it comes to everyone to realize oneness and to realize what you're good at and how you can contribute to the blossoming of that oneness when you force yourself to go beyond where you were put, meaning that because of, again, the game of cards that are given to you, where you're raised, where you're born, your, again, education, your religion, your sex, everything, you somewhat feel that you are put into that box where society, people, your family is telling you, you're going to be a doctor and you will stay with that tribe. But then if you make the effort to go beyond where people have put you, and it doesn't mean that you refuse your box, you just embrace it and go beyond. And so therefore you say, yeah, I am this white, French, crazy filmmaker with no religious attachment, but you know what? Because it feels that life is so beautiful, and so it feels that this is not enough, and this is not only me, and there is more to discover. And when you do that, you really fall in love with everything and everybody. And when I say everything, everybody, that means you fall in love with every type of religion, with every type of people, every type of cooking, every type of philosophy. Doesn't mean that you agree 100% about it. You can argue, but you really love it. You embrace it. And suddenly there is no more attachment because you, as again, the definition of God is all and all is God. You become all and whole as well. So that's what happened with me, is really by, for some reason, and the reason where, especially when I moved to America, it was because I met by a pure fluke a woman on a plane. So what are the odds of that? You don't really control it. Sure, I wanted to go on a vacation to America, but I didn't know I was going to meet my first wife on a plane. That's crazy. But still, so you have to force yourself to get out, you know, open the door, turn off the TVs, wake up, stand up, and go and for a walk or take your car. And as soon as you do that, you're going to bump into people. And as soon as you bump into people, don't refuse to talk to them. Just engage. And it's really interesting what's going to happen. They're going to bombard you with their thoughts. You're going to respond with yours. And suddenly you are dancing and something in your mind is blossoming and triggered. And that's how you trigger your inner genius. It's not only by doing at home your little yoga and meditation or praying. That's good. That's, you know, because obviously it starts within yourself. But you need to go out because that's where you really expand. That's where you become all and whole as well. So don't do only one thing, and especially don't think you're it and you need to stay in the cave. No. Go for the light. Run toward the light. And the light is every living soul. It's you inside. And as soon as we do that, we find our way. We realize, oh, wow. You know, I never thought about doing humanitarian documentaries because, indeed, in my case, I was doing all these stupid, there's no other word, horror action movies for Sci-Fi Channel or even worse. So, you know, but by going and meeting people and traveling, I realized, oh, my God, I've got a gift. I'm not too bad of a filmmaker, but the movie I'm making are pretty lame. Can I do better? Sure you can. Why don't you put your art at the service of humanity and create really documentaries that are made to trigger the genius of people, their inner hope, their inner light, and that what happened. You know, it's really happened very organically and very naturally, and every one of us is capable of doing that as long as we kick on butt and we go out and we find ourselves and the others. So it goes together. You know, you always will realize that oneness. When is it about you as much as them? It's about we, because the we include the I. If you think only in terms of me, myself, and I, which is what society has told us to do, you are going to fail, because little by little, you just surround yourself by nothing, by the void of your inner self.
So Emmanuel, really that is beautiful. We have so much to talk about with your films, and I want to really encourage the listeners to stick around after this break, because these films are not only powerful and evocative, they are so aesthetically beautiful and will just touch every sense that you have. So you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. This is Dr. Julie Kroll. We have guest Emmanuel Etier here, and we will be right back.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Emmanuel Etier, and we've been talking a little bit about how he got started in on this journey, and we're going to talk more about his film. But first, Emmanuel, I really would love to make sure that our listeners know how to contact you and get more information on the film. So can you give your contact information, your website, to our listeners?
Yes, absolutely. The one website that is the easiest way to reach me is femthemovie.com, and that's spelled FEMMETHEMOVIE.com, femthemovie.com.
Excellent.
And there you can find out everything about our film, myself, the team, and obviously you can connect with us. And obviously, you can also watch the movie, because that's the beauty of the internet, is that now we can make a movie available for everyone, everywhere in the world at once, which is what we started to do on September 11. We chose that date for obvious symbolic reason. And we made the movie available for the world. So you can stream it for just a few dollars and download it for just a few extra dollars. And not only that, but we created a business model, because obviously I think we should be about spreading peace and love, but we should be more than ever to sustain peace and love. You need obviously resources, financial resources. So we decided we're joining forces with a company called Yekra, Y-E-K-R-A.com, to create a model that allows people not only to give the movie, but also to embody the movie, to embed the movie on their Facebook page or website, and this way they become an affiliate of FEM, and this way every time somebody watches the movie through them, they make 20% of the sales. So that's my idea how we're going to reach also oneness. It's not only by elevating our school of thoughts and our school of spirituality, but it's also by elevating ourselves out of poverty. Because if we look at the deep core of the issues out there and why we have so much terrorism, and it's not only, you know, the bombs, but it's also the mental, the philosophical terrorism, it's because of poverty that is really separating even more people and maintaining them in such a state of despair where they're going to seek out salvation with a false prophet. And the false idea that we have it all and they have nothing, and therefore they have to come and conquer and take it all. So, you know, the model is spiritual and financial as well.
Very nice.
FemTheMovie.com.
Well, you know, okay, so FemTheMovie.com. I want to really want to get to this for our listeners, because it is really, like I was saying, it's you have brilliant, amazing guests on there. On both the Invocation and Femme, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But several of them are our guests or will be guests on our show. We have Sue Mortar, Ryan Essler, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Sharon Stone, Jean Houston, Elizabeth Satoris, Marion Williamson. There's so many amazing women leaders and luminaries on this, talking about so many different essences and elements of this, what's happening with this feminine masculine thing in our world right now. And I love this quote by Elizabeth Satoris, who will be on our show next week, by the way. She says, any woman who knows how to run a household knows how to run a world. And I just love that. It was like, you know, most women will go, oh my gosh, I don't know anything about politics or whatever, but we are so good at running the household. And so that's a good lead in for us to just talk about this, because it's more than just an equity message in this movie. Tell us about Femme.
Well, Femme is called Women Healing the World, but it's not only about that. It's really about women and men healing the world. So even so, I chose to only interview women because I think men have talked over and over, from the scriptures to the political debate on television, for centuries. That's fine. But it was about time that a man said, you know what, here's a platform for you ladies. Do your politics in the sense of politics, because politics, everybody is scared of that word, but it really means just for the people, for the city. So it's a word we should all feel comfortable with. It's like the word God. It shouldn't be scary when we understand the word. But so basically the idea behind was to show how we together, the feminine and the masculine, since obviously in the body of our mothers, we are all feminine and masculine for at least 2 to 3 months, and there's only a gender separation after, and it's only on the physical aspect. But, you know, every philosophers and theorician will tell you that obviously we all embody feminine and masculine energy all our lives. So for me, it was more to show really how we need to bridge that. We need to bridge the feminine and the masculine within and without. Because if we look at why we still have war, why we still have pandemics, and it's because of that ultra-macho patriarchal attitude that wants separations, that wants dominance, that wants to conquer, to take, when really today we see it, there is nothing to conquer and to take. Everything has been abused and used. So it's pretty much a chaos, whether you look at Europe, US, China, Latin America. So we are in an age where we need to build, not to take and savage each other. That's really the edge of oneness, and that's why we have to be hopeful, is to realize, and I think that's one of the reasons also we have more and more women leading politically, is because the men realize women embodies maybe better that vision of oneness, because maybe they create life, so they are much more respectful to life, since us are a little bit distant in that process. But there is really also that inner divinity that shines through them much more than us, because us, again, men, we are kind of raised with that idea that we are only good at fighting and at war, and when it's not true. I mean, I've got 2 boys, 1 is 8 and 1 is 2, and when I look at them, I don't see any trace of violence. Sure, if I put them in front of the TV with a violent cartoon, very quickly they're going to embody violence. But naturally, they don't want to fight. They don't want to kill. That doesn't mean they are much more full of energy than a little girl at the same age. But what it means is that they have as much love as a little girl. So that's what we need as parents to be really focused on, is to really make sure that love blossom and grow within, and not give them at age 5 a toy gun and say, go and play, because that's putting the wrong idea in their mind. It's telling them, oh, I'm a man, I'm cool, I can have a gun, and it's only to play. No. Whether we want to talk about gun control or whatever, it's another political issue, but at least we can all agree that guns are made to kill. They are not made to love. So I don't understand why you would want to give a toy that is made to kill in the hand of your boys. And if you don't do that, well, at least what you will see happen is that there is really an inclination for the little boy to be much more protective, maturing, and act as if he had this feminine value that we think are only good for women, which is to protect, to mature, to create. No, we need to, all of us, embody that. You know, again, we are made for love. We are not made for war. And it's that thing that everybody has been saying since the time of Jesus to, you know, John Lennon and Martin Luther King and JFK and you and I. So we need to act and do it, not only preach it and say it.
We are made for love, not for war. And that is... The theme just weaves so beautifully in and out of your film, The Femme. And in the movie, you know, we're talking so much more about, we talk about these gender roles, but really what I'm hearing, we just have a few minutes before break, but what I'm hearing in this movie is really the integration and balancing and creating harmony between the genders as more partnership and co-creators rather than a this or a that. So, you know what? We are going to run out of time here before the break. I want to talk more about The Femme, but I want to introduce some of the other projects that you're doing so our listeners can hear more about that. This is Dr. Julie Kroll. You're listening to The Dr. Julie Show. So when we come back, we'll talk more with our guest, Emmanuel Etier. And I want to remind you, the website for the movie and more about him is femthemovie.com, F-E-M-M-E, themovie.com. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We're you're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. We have been talking with Emmanuel Etier here, and he is doing some amazing projects in the world, really bringing this unity consciousness to the big screen, but doing it in a creative way. And I just want to, first of all, say this to you, Emmanuel, but let our listeners know the thing that I love about these two films, and I mentioned it, is they're so aesthetically beautiful. The quality of your camera and the cinematography, the quality of that is beautiful, but the content of what you have filmed is so pleasing, and it's just this serenity and this zen feeling in so many different ways. It's so beautiful. And then you have paired it with really outstanding musical background. It's just so beautiful in so many ways. And then you have the cream de la cream for interviews. I mean, you just have these amazing people. So it doesn't feel like a documentary. It just feels like this experience, this immersion experience into the content. So we've been talking about Femme, and you've also done The Invocation, but The Invocation gave birth to Femme. The Invocation was first, and then you created this one. Can you talk about, like, how did you design this in your mind and then execute it so aesthetically beautiful?
Wow. I think, like everything in life, there is 50% of you who engage and decide and propose, and 50% of that party in front of you, whether it's a visible party or an invisible party, and in my case it was both, that that decide for yourself. And let me explain. So as I was saying before, I was mainly up to 7-8 years ago doing mainly action, horror, thriller for cable television. And then I realized, why don't you do something a bit more inspiring, not only for yourself, but for people, because you have all this notion and ideas of oneness and how to hopefully propose some viable solution to get to a higher level of peace. And that's when I did that, I really suddenly realized, oh, wow, people really, by just me saying it, people want to help. And suddenly I had a friend who was a director of photography who said, well, I'm sure you don't have much money, but let me, and his name is Claude Budin-Juteau, and I salute him a lot. And he said, why don't we just together go and film Deepak Chopra? We've got a friend who knows him down in San Diego. And we went, and we did it. So suddenly The Invocation came really in a very organic way, and which was beautiful because The Invocation is an exploration of the notion of God. So again, beyond any definition, the notion of oneness. And it was interesting how it emerged from a wish, from an action of wanting to do it, and then it came to me as well. And as you do that, obviously you surround yourself of geniuses, because obviously when you say, oh, the movie is beautiful, you, Emmanuel did it. No, it's not true. It's we did it. I was lucky to have a beautiful director of photography who shot amazingly all these interviews and this stock footage. I was really lucky to have amazing editors, Amanda Estremera and Yvan Gauthier, to come to my rescue and make sense and structure of this very complex movie. I was really incredibly lucky to have plenty of musician friends who gave me a lot of music, including some of them were well-known, such as Annie Lennox and Yoko Ono and Ricky Lee Jones. So it's very interesting how when you make these movies, it's really a collective result, and it's not a movie by Emmanuel Etier, but it's a movie by us, and which is beautiful because it's a philosophy inside of these movies. So I'm always very pretentious and humble at the same time to say, yes, I'm part of it, I'm responsible for them a great deal, but I'm not the only one to thank. There are an army of people behind, and more exactly on my side, including obviously Sharon Stone. You mentioned her name at the beginning of the show. You know, Sharon put so much faith in me, the little nobody, to trust me enough to join forces and become my partner, and to say, yes, I will do the narration of Invocation. Yes, I will help, you know, bring together Femme. And now we are doing 5 more movies together because we realize that we have created a unique brand. It's called the Universalist Collection Documentaries for a Conscious Humanity, where each movie really is daring to approach a universal subject and not only explore it, but also propose viable solution where everybody can identify to some of these solutions and say, oh, that would work for me. Yeah, that make me want to do this. So it's movies that empower you. It's not only movies you watch passively. You really become an actor yourself. You're part of them. You really want to act upon watching these movies. And that's what I love. Every time we screen it or every time somebody watch it, they send me an email or they call me and say, Emmanuel, it's amazing. Your movie made me think about doing this and that. And I say, well, that's brilliant because that's exactly what I want the movie to do to you. It's just to trigger your inner genius. Because a lot of us, you know, we are not where we are supposed to be just because we had not the chances given to us. We had not our brain triggered, you know. And so that's just, these movies are just an extra tool on top of your work, Dr. Julie, and the work of many other people in other directions to help people to find themselves again and to find each other.
That is so beautiful.
That's how it works.
Yeah, you know, that. Like you said, the movie inspires, and it really is. It's more than awakening. It's more than just the awakening. It is getting off the couch piece. It is saying, I want to expand. I want to be my best. I want to do more. What are you finding for some of the? Can you give us some ideas of what you're finding with the solutions part of it? I know one of your topics coming up is even like sports and athletics and competition.
Yeah.
What kind of things are you finding?
You were asking me what is the grand design of all. Well, the two first movies we did were highly philosophical, spiritual, intellectual, and they were really a study of us on that level, more on the abstract level. It is as if these both movies are a representation of our mind, our soul, our spirit. Now that we have explored that level within ourselves, I want to explore the body. How we put in motion, into reality, into action, what we learn within the two first movies. So we decided to find subject matter that are really application about what we learn into the first two movies. And the 5 movies we selected are the following. One is called We the People, a Re-evolution of Economics and Politics. And we're going to revisit what are economics and politics and how we can physically change the system. Second is called The Cure, healing the mind, healing the body. How is it that we are still struggling to solve AIDS and cancer and find cures to all pandemics? And how do we get to that next level? Third is in sports, we think, therefore we are, therefore we do. And it's a study of sports through the 4 elements of earth, wind, fire, and water, because each sport has a relationship with these elements. So it will be the first movie stunningly visual, but also stunningly emotional and intellectual and spiritual. And then we have a movie called War, a Love Story, and it's a study of the military and war, and how do we go from a civilization of war to a civilization of peace? How do we turn war armies into peace corps? And then the last one is called Animals We All Are, and it's a study of the animal within, but also a relationship with the animal world, and how, again, that's part of oneness. So every time these will be really big studies, but made accessible, because again, I mean, society tells you, you cannot think about God, you cannot think about life. Yes, you can. You can. You are capable. You're a genius. There is no limitation about what we can think, debate, and find solution for. There is no limitation. We are on limitation. So, you know, we need to free our mind. I think the 19th and 20th century were in great deal a liberation of the body by, you know, abolishing the slavery and putting laws in place so we don't exploit kids and so on. But the mind is still in jail, and now it's the time to free the mind, free your mind, free each other's mind, and realize that oneness.
I know one of the quotes in the invocation is, we need meaning more than matter.
I think we need both. Again, as we are saying, it's about balance. It's about finding complementarity. It's about realizing everything is good. Everything is good as long as it's used in balance, in harmony. You know, there is nothing bad. I don't believe in evil and badness. I believe we can do evil and we can do bad things. But we are born beautiful. We are born divine. We are born good. So let's accept that and then build and change what's bad about ourselves or what's bad into the world. But it's the problem is small. It's not huge. You know, the media and the government want you to be scared and afraid, and don't be, because it's not true. We are very close to coming to a real one planet in peace and love. We are very close. You know, that's what these movies made me realize when I travel all around the world, is that there are much more people focused at making peace than making war, at building places of heaven than building heaven for terrorists. That's not true. You know, again, you know, the terrorists of planet Earth, they represent maybe 1%, but 99% of us are peacemaker, and all we want to do is protect each other, raise our kids in beauty and harmony, and that's it. So, again, we need more shows like your show that promote that, that give us a voice to us, the peacemaker.
And, you know, that's the one thing. Thank you for that compliment, Emmanuel. And your two movies so far just emanate that message. They're full of hope. They're full of light. They're full of inspiration. There's no fear. I really encourage all of our listeners to go to femthemovie.com, check it out. They're so uplifting, and you know, it just really uplifts the human spirit and brings us into this good place. And so we are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do our integration meditation, and then we'll bring Emmanuel back on again and do a little closing. And I just want to remind you, before the break, again, it's FEMME, themovie.com. Check them out. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
We are back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Julie Kroll. We've been talking with Emmanuel Etier, creator of these brilliant films. I hope you all go out and check them out. Please visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com. You'll see upcoming guests. All the archives from previous shows are there. And we'd love for you to sign up for our monthly newsletter. You can also stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. And we can try to continue the conversation and bring people on and keep it going. So join us there. And I just want to... again, thank you, Manuel. Before we go into this meditation, it has been such a delight to talk about these important topics and bringing it together in such a beautiful way. But now it is time for our relaxation experience, our integration meditation. So sit back and listen to this powerful deepening integration meditation with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System.
David Eisen, and I'd like to welcome you to a very special part of our program, our integration meditation. Here's where we take a few moments to sit back and relax, and with the help of some very beautiful and powerful music, we breathe deep and assimilate the wonderful ideas, the stories, and the possibilities we've heard about today. So, let's get started. Are you ready? I need to ask you to do something right here and right now. Put down whatever you're doing and get comfortable. Listen to the music and allow the sound to help you slow down. Feeling the presence of you. these essences to come forward. As we are enveloped by the music, simply relax, let go, breathe, and simply receive.
David, for that powerful sound meditation. And friends, I hope you experience the essence of integration. It's been a beautiful day here on the show. That was David Eisen with the Chakra Sound System. You can find David at www.chakrasoundsystem.com. And what a beautiful topic it has been. We started out talking about the 7 billion geniuses on the planet. I love that our guest, Emmanuel Etier, is creating beautiful quality entertainment, and I encourage you all to go check him out. The one website you can find is femthemovie.com, and hopefully you will all be reminded to embrace everything inside your box and out, and go out beyond that, like Emmanuel has said. And we celebrate that we are made for love. We are made for love, not war. We're made for love. So free your mind, tap into that ultimate wisdom, and unite. Emmanuel, this has been beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really a special moment, and it was so beautiful and inspiring to end the year like this. And we're not ending, we're beginning another year. We're beginning a new life. So that's the joy and the hope that a show like yours brings, is that it's not coming to conclusion and closure. It's just a beginning of a new cycle. So let's join in and embrace each other and tell each other I love you, and walk in peace.
Tell each other we love each other. That, I love that. And walk in peace.
Yeah, these are the words that are always so underused, and underappreciated. But I notice that even when I want to say I, you, if I say I love you, even so my mind is telling me to say the opposite, A, it's going to surprise that person, and B, it's amazing the effect it has on that person. It neutralizes their hate, it neutralizes their anger, the negativity, and suddenly we're both loving each other. So I really encourage everybody to just say all the time, I love you, and to just suppress any negative thought and any thoughts of saying the F you word,
That's a beautiful prescription. I really appreciate that. And I love you. I'm so glad you're on our show today. And listeners, thank you for tuning in. We love you, both Emmanuel and I. We're so glad to be in your presence today. I just want to remind you, you can tune into the Dr. Julie Show every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And next week, we will have one of the featured guests on the film, Elizabeth Sartoris, is going to be joining us. And she's over in France right now, so we're going to talk long distance with her. It'll be a great show. So thank you all for tuning in. And I want to remind you, make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guest and to catch up on past shows. See you next week. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.